This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Friday, May 20th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and a very depressed V Hale. You know, so sad today.
Hey, V Hale, now that you're a TV star, what are your demands? Like, yeah. On set demands?
Oh, gosh. She's a different person since my writer got on TV.
Yeah. What's in your writer?
I mean, technically, I haven't been on TV yet.
Oh, really? You haven't done your first segment yet.
We're filming next week.
You always want some jerk from Boston to sit on when you're doing your segments or...
To sit on?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, he has to get on all fours and you get to sit on his...
Yeah, he's the furniture. Got it.
Yeah, some
yeah,
jerk
I need a
guy.
Human chair. That's... Human chair's number one on my rider.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Didn't a guy from Boston break your heart? Isn't that what's happened here?
No.
No.
The guy wasn't from Boston. You've been bitter all the way through Boston and back?
No. He didn't break my heart.
What?
He just made you bitter? I don't understand.
I think the first person who broke her heart was the original boyfriend from way back when, right?
Yeah, from way back. But the guy from Boston was just the one member. We liked each other. He had a girlfriend, and it was like, it's not going to work out. And then I moved back.
Uh-huh. Oh.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah, is he the one that you still occasionally get on the Zoom with and show your parts to?
Yeah, but that's not Zoom. It's
just pictures. He's getting less and less attractive with time.
Why?
I'm so over that.
Oh, you are?
He's a man-child, and I tell him that.
Well, listen, you're a grown woman who's done a lot of work on herself. You don't need that bullshit in your life.
That's what I mean. That's why it's
your
like
vagina pictures.
That's right.
He's a man child.
Yeah.
Men children shouldn't have vagina pictures of you.
Yeah, I'm gonna send those naughty nudes somewhere else. Ha, yeah. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Burn on you, man child.
I'm wondering if the Bay Area's man population is going to turn out and force at Bottle Rock, because they'll be like, I might see V Hale, and she sounds like a...
You know what?
She's amazing.
I don't know
about
that.
Let's try to give the Bay Area credit and assume that's the case, because they'd be idiots not to. Someone needs to show up and scoop her away.
Not completely away.
That sounds like an abduction, but, you know.
Well, I don't mean like that. I don't mean kidnap her. I just mean, you know, meet her, give her
sweep
a nice
her off her feet. Sweep
friendly
me off my
handshake.
Feet. Sling her under the back of his white stallion, and they ride off into the sunset together.
Whatever.
Right?
Whatever.
Like that. Yeah. In a princess dress. I mean, you're wearing one, not him. It's unless you want that.
No judgment. No, she doesn't
I
want
prefer
that.
My men not in dresses, but that's okay. And everyone do
what you. What if you met a guy and he was perfect in every way? Like big chaunch and just great tongue and just manly and
big
super
chaunch,
hot.
Big chaunch, great but tongue. Is that what you're looking for?
Perfect
I don't know.
In every way includes a big chaunch and a good tongue.
Yeah, doesn't it? I mean, I'm trying to live up to V Hale standards here. He's funny and he's super smart and really considerate and stuff, but he likes to wear, he doesn't put on a bunch of makeup, but he's like, I like the way a skirt feels. I feel sassy. That's a hard no. But he's like, I'm sorry.
No one come at me with hate mail. Like, what's wrong? I didn't say anything's wrong with it. Okay. Wear whatever the hell you want to wear. But no, I don't want a man wearing a skirt. Not my thing.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
What if he promises to never man spread? Like, he'll cross his legs politely like a lady.
Mm. What about that?
Good.
Oh. No. What if he's a Scotsman and it's a kilt?
Good point.
Got you there, didn't we, V-Hale?
What about that?
No, because like, how do you hate someone's culture? But you better be at like a special event where you wear it. It's not every day. Like, well, I'm an Irishman, so I'm gonna wear my well, kilt around town. Like, no,
so okay. close.
Yeah,
right. whatever. Well, God, Scotsman. Yeah.
Gotcha there.
Yeah. Never mind.
It doesn't really matter.
Sarah, let's read those things we need to read because we're going to run out of time.
As usual, Vin.
Right.
Okay, so last week when you were on the show, we talked about prenups. Remember that email that...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we have some responses that I saved for, you know, the next time you were here, which turned out to be...
From
now,
her or from people?
Oh, from people. People who
from
have
listeners.
Thoughts.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if it was a response from the girl who sent it in.
No, although... I would love to hear what she ended up deciding to do.
I want to know how that works out.
You know what? Let me just really quickly look in my red folder and see bad advice prenup. She was a 35-year-old female, makes about $350 a year, works her ass off in the tech area. He's 37-year-old male, makes about $80 a year, works about 30 hours a week. No savings, hardly. Just started a 401k last year. No inheritance. Remember, this lady stands to get something like $2 million from her mom. Mm-hmm. So she's looking to protect what she's bringing into this marriage with her. And listen, I think this is both of their first marriages, and they're full adults. They're in their mid 30s, late 30s. So they're very much used to being on their own, and I think it makes perfect sense to protect their assets. And so here's what people thought about this.
All right.
Listening to the May 11th Secret Show about the woman wanting the prenup, this episode resonated with me so much. I have some advice for her. As a lawyer and divorcee, she should absolutely get a prenup. But first, a little about me and my experience. All right. I married when I was 18 years old. I had nothing. I was a college student. My husband was 16 years older than me and a PhD student with a good job and tons of earning potential. So this guy was in his early 30s, and she's 18.
Ew. Sorry, no offense to her, but your man is that's gross.
It is an interesting age range, isn't it? I think of people in their 30s as being kind of fully grown and adults.
Yeah,
and this guy's
she's
like
very
got a
much
good job,
still a
PhD
child,
guy, right? And she's 18. She's a kid. She's just getting into college.
Right.
A prenup never entered my consciousness. However, during the course of my marriage, I graduated from college, law school, and became a successful lawyer. On the other hand, my husband attained his PhD, was never able to hold a job longer than a couple years, and he basically quit working about 1 year after I started practicing. Not a decision we agreed upon, but because he wanted to rely on me to support him and help with our three children. Which, look, I mean, it is nice to have the father stay home or the mother, whatever you can arrange to raise those kids. And that's not an easy job, as we've talked about at length.
Yeah, not at all.
However, we both agreed that once the kids were in school full time, he should go back to work full time. That never happened. He just got comfortable and didn't see the need to work. He actually told my mom at one point he didn't have to work anymore because his wife was a lawyer. But it was a struggle financially all the time and was not viable. We were living paycheck to paycheck. He was also emotionally and physically abusive to me throughout the marriage. So eventually, after 25 years, I summoned the courage to leave him. I knew it would devastate me and our kids financially. Of course, he was an asshole in the divorce and ended up depleting my entire 401k. We had to sell our home, of which he got most of the profit, and I had to pay him $4,000 a month in spousal support. It was awful. I begged him to get a job and not take the kids' college money, but he was selfish and vindictive and took it all. Thankfully, the support ended after 4 years due to a settlement. Oh, and I had to pay all of his attorney fees and mine, which totaled almost $75,000. Again, money our kids could have used. I've been able to start over with savings.
She's an attorney.
I know. And listen, she went into this with nothing. Of course she went in without a prenup. She was 18 years old. And this guy was a successful guy.
Doctor.
Yeah, well, about to be, right? He was getting his PhD. He had good earning potential. And as soon as she started making money, he's like, okay, well, that's it for me. All right.
Man.
My wife's a lawyer. Don't worry, we got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have to work. My wife's a lawyer. She works all
the
time.
And on top of that, what kind of fucking scumbag is abusive towards his fucking meal ticket?
I know.
Like, he's not even
what
working.
What a dummy. He's dumb on so many levels.
You'd think he'd be like, this is an awesome gig. I'm going to do whatever she wants. Instead, he's a dick about it. Jesus.
I have been able to start over with savings and continue to work and have remarried an amazing man with good job and work ethic and sense of responsibility. We have agreements regarding our assets pre our marriage. So she doesn't say prenup, but that's basically what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm coming in with this. You're coming in with that. Here's what we're doing. One thing I always tell people who are about to get married is to present it to your partner in a way that is basically, we're doing this for our marriage because it ensures that neither of us is staying in this marriage due to economic reasons. That is an interesting way to put it. I like that.
And that is one of the things that bums me out about marriage. For whatever reason, you stay in a relationship, whether it's financial or
the kids,
out of obligation. Right. Yeah, like, well, I said I would, even though I can't stand that fucker. Well, you know what? Unsay, because nobody wants to be around someone that can't stand them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's
Are you saying you're not in it for economic reasons? Because even if you take some young thing who finds a sugar daddy and they have a prenup and get married, she's still taken care of throughout the entire marriage, right?
Sure.
Absolutely.
So, but I mean,
she knows. Well, right. So actually, that might keep her in the marriage because she knows her bills aren't getting paid.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It can.
But he could divorce her.
I know.
It is tricky. But it is a better way to present it than I'm trying to protect my stuff from you.
No, absolutely.
Well, look, the
bottom line is. But if you're benefiting the whole time, I don't know.
Any thoughtful person is going to either say, I get what you're after here, or they're going to be insulted by it. Any thoughtful person is going to be able to see through the presentation and either be accepting of it or insulted by it. But the truth is, no one should be insulted. If you've got stuff to protect and the other person doesn't, there shouldn't be a problem with that. It should just, like, that lady has $2 million in an inheritance that she doesn't want to see walk away from her if this marriage breaks up.
Right. I think she's 100%.
I forgot about that inheritance.
I know, yeah. She's a worker. She's got all this retirement money. And this guy's just, you know, he's great. But he makes so, 80 grand a year.
Because I don't know a lot about it. In a divorce, can they get some of your 401k and whatever retirement funds you have?
No,
yes.
Is it a 50-50
like IRAs
thing
and stuff? Oh,
no,
wow.
I think it has to do with from the marriage date, the money that you are making.
Oh, what was earned within? Okay.
And I don't know this. I've never been divorced. I haven't looked into this. I'm not trying to, but I do think that when you marry, from that point forward, the money brought into the house by whomever is. That's the, what do they
call
that?
That's the community property.
Right. That's community property. So, for example, you may have a pension and someone might try to lay claim on that, which I think is skeevy as possible. Like, what? So here I am. I've got some money to take care of me when I turn 65, gratefully. And someone says, on my way out the door, I'd like to just tap into that as well.
But yeah, and if they're bitter
from
enough,
that
they'll
coming
get
to reality.
Yeah.
What did you say?
But they do.
No, I'm saying if you get someone angry and mad enough, they will go after
anything.
Well, they're going to try and take it all.
Thing you have.
Which is why if you can put it into some kind of a prearranged agreement, then.
Right. The problem is divorce often ends up a couple that loved each other that no longer can stand each other. That's just the reality. There's
very
few people.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't go into a marriage hating someone, right? Like, things happen and things get bitter. And people change. They act. It brings out the worst in people in a divorce. Someone you thought would never do something, they'll pull it. Because when those
feelings
get involved.
Because they're mad and hurt and angry and, right? And they feel
scorned.
That's
how they hurt you back, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it just
God, this
vindictive.
Just reinforces why I don't ever want to get married. Like, my God.
Anyway, so she says, we're doing this for our marriage because it ensures that neither of us is staying in this marriage due to economic reasons. Cast it in the light of the prenup making your marriage stronger, not a doubt that it may not work out. I stayed way too long in a marriage I knew was terrible, mostly due to economic reasons and the kids. Once the kids started graduating from high school, I decided I'm going to be happy and live the rest of my life true to myself. Anyway, just thought I'd share my experience and insight and hope it helps her and someone else. Love you all. So I thought that was a really good response. This one is not a lawyer and even says, I wanted to throw in my advice, even though I have no experience with this. The one thing I wanted to say is I would get rid of whatever that house clause was in the prenup. Let me look at that. Let me see what her.
Yeah, I don't.
Right, let me see the house
that.
Clause. I'm not seeing. Oh, the down payments we gave for our house that we bought together that way. If we sell the house, I get back what I put in. He gets back what he put in. Then we split the proceeds based on he would get 1/6 and she would get 5/6 because that's how they put the money in. So this lady's saying, it's all fine. Take that one out. That's a little, it does become you guys' house. And maybe it does become 50-50 after you get back your initial money.
Well, and think of how many people might move in together, couples, right? Say you're early 30s, you've been in a relationship, you decide to move in. One of them makes a little more money, but if one pays a little more, you might be able to live in a bit of a bigger space or a nicer place. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't think of that as that not being fair. So once you move into the home, I do think that's kind of community property, right? Sell it, split it in half. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I kind of agree with
normal.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're saying get rid of the house clause. In my opinion, if you guys own a house, you own that house together. Trying to add that piece about what percent you own versus him, depending on the down payment, seems problematic. The greatest amount of your joint money will be spent on that house, whether you remodel a kitchen or need a new roof or other expenses that come along with it. Your husband might do work on it or landscaping or whatever, unless you divorce soon, you may be in that house 20 years or more. It'll go up in value. The dollar amount difference you spend on the down payment is not a big deal. Again, only my opinion. But if I were your husband, I might be bothered by that part of the prenup.
Well, look, you know what? I think, I don't think we missed the point, but it's there in you know, broad daylight. The lady who wrote in earlier who said, my husband had a PhD and should have been working and didn't.
Yep.
The concern the writer has is that her and she didn't say it outright, but her concern is this guy's got no drive. Here she is working her ass off. She's making good money. She's also got this money coming in as an inheritance. And she's looking at this partner who's going to latch onto her. And if anyone's going to become a stay-at-home dad, it's that guy.
Right.
But is he? Will they have kids? Because it seems to me like once he's got her funds, and this is what I mentioned before, like, does he get to buy stuff without checking with her? I mean, marriage, they're a couple.
Right,
why
sure.
can't he buy new golf clubs? He needed them. Sure.
Yeah,
they weren't on sale at
I'm
the
I'm bored
golf.
All day. I got to go golfing.
I was at the golf
okay,
pro shop.
Okay, but he works. Like, he did not have a job.
Yeah, but he's a 30-hour-a-week guy. He's pretty laid back.
I'm not saying I don't know this guy.
Yeah.
Maybe, and she does. But for her to write, it sounds like she's got a sneaky suspicion that this guy is going to quickly kick his feet up and enjoy the good life on her dime
so
and her work.
This response goes on to kind of talk about some of this stuff. To the rest of the crew, that's us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The sidebar about her eventually being resentful of her husband working only 30 hours a week. As a woman who works full time and my husband only works 3 days a week, let me tell you, I love it. And she might too. Our 15-month-old baby's in daycare full time, used to be 3 days a week. But at that time, I was still 100% work at home. And even though my husband was home with our baby the other 2 days, I was going crazy trying to get work done with the baby in the house. Plus, he often had to go in a couple hours here and there to work. And then we had to scramble and hope daycare had a drop-in available. You might ask, well, if baby's now in daycare full-time, wouldn't you want your husband to work full-time? Hell no. On his days off, he does all our grocery shopping, runs all the errands, does the laundry, and whatever other stuff comes up. I guess if her husband is the type that, on his days off, spends 8 hours playing video games, and she still had to do all the grocery shopping and other stuff after work, I would resent that. But if he's productive, it's great. And listen, I will vouch for that. If John was sitting around not doing anything, it would be a problem that he doesn't, you know, quote-unquote work, because that guy works. He's never not got something to do. And if I need something dry cleaned, I go, hey, can I? Yeah, let me get that.
Yeah, that's the thing. So that is a thing that people have. I think it's a thing you have or you don't. Mm-hmm. For example, me, I don't sit around until my goddamn chores are done. That's my reality. And it's not something that I do that I'm all braggy. Hey, it's just the fucking way I am.
You can't relax until it's done.
It's the way I was brought up. It's from my mom and my dad. I was taught you take care of your shit and then you can relax or do whatever's next. That's you're either that way or you aren't. So if he is that way, then I would absolutely cut him in. That's what I was trying to say when I said we heard this letter the first time. If he's that guy who will take care of everything
because you're working 60 hours a week,
then you're good.
Yeah.
But if he's the kind of guy who says, you know what I just found? I can do nothing forever from this seat right here and no one can stop me.
Even those 30 hours a week, I don't know, I'm kind of tired. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like she makes enough to cover it. Love you guys. Sad to hear Nicole's leaving the show.
Nikki. Disneyland.
Hope she keeps you updated on Beefcake. And on a plus side note, I guess Beefcake's mom can now listen again.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah right.
I kind of forgot we lost her as a listener because she was all, I don't want to hear what those two are doing.
Hey, V, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's your TV sign off?
Oh, yeah. What's your
thing? Are you going to be like, it's V Hale, keep shooting for those stars? Or
oh, well,
so
that's,
hey, I'm
that's
saying,
good.
I like God, I hope not.
It's V Hale, I love you to the moon's back.
Stay classy, goodness. San Diego. I'm not in San Diego. I'm just doing Anchorman.
Stay classy wherever we are.
Stay classy, you
Riverside
people at home.
Oh,
horse.
I don't
Jesus
know. That's probably no good, right?
Stay classy, you pieces of shit.
Yeah. Hey, you shitty fucks.
Until next time, assholes don't boot themselves.
Hey. I don't know if...
Assholes don't boot themselves.
It's like a technically a sign-off. I think it's, you know, I'm Vanessa.
I'm V. Hale. Don't mix me up with Van Halen.
KDOC 56.
You didn't have to show them your handle when you tried out? There was no, like... I don't know. Books are for brains and beer's for me.
Mm, yeah. That's a good one.
Bye.
And whiskey's for Wednesdays.
Whiskey's for Wednesdays.
And tacos on Tuesday. And boop.
Yeah, I really slid in the booping. I think that's how I landed a job, to be honest with you.
Those in the know.
I led with that, and it's I think that's why identity. I got the callback. So
yeah, you should actually give them the link to the secret show so that... You know.
Yeah, so you can use your job.
No.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. No,
pretty, so they can be like, look at the catch
like,
we got.
Is this chick associated with us? Mm. Like, dude, get her out of here.
Yeah, actually, you probably should probably delete the call sign that she gave earlier.
Who did
in the
we
show,
just
though.
Hire?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So there's no sign-off. Sorry, I didn't mean to try and suggest you.
No, I don't. I mean, unless, like, I think it's a certain thing. I don't know if it's just my name in the station, or I also think, you know, it's what I'm presenting. Because some stuff is in studio, and then some stuff I go out and film, you know, essentially a package, if you will. I don't know. It's not really the news. But, you know, hey, we're here at whatever. Then there's B-roll and voiceover. So some is, you know.
Oh, you'll do a piece on someplace.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to go, yes, a piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put this piece together about...
Like next week, there's a casino la-di-da. Involved. You guys, it's hard hitting stuff that I have to handle to bring
a
to
casino the involved in what?
Yeah. Nefarious. I have to let the people know that they can golf and go to the pool. Oh. I mean,
are you
going to
go by Vanessa or V?
I'm going to go by Vanessa. V doesn't translate.
So it's
well on.
It's like that's right, Frank. Vanessa here reporting from the Orange County.
I'm not reporting live. I'm not like a freaking.
Oh no,
that's
you're
right,
not?
Frank. No.
Oh, okay.
No,
oh, Sarah's
no.
hands up.
Is this like an evening magazine style show? Like where there's like an anchor and then they run the pieces by their.
No, there's no anchor.
Kind of
so I'm the only TV host at this station.
Oh.
It's not. That's why I said I'm not like a TV star. It's not like I'm.
Yeah,
like,
you are the TV star.
Yeah,
you're
the
only
the
one.
It's show all day, every day on this station. No, so it's like. It's a station where, you know, at night you can see, you know, TV shows, Mom, Family Guy, whatever. They simulcast ABC local news so you can watch it there. And then there'll be me at certain times throughout the day, whether I'm in studio talking to them about something or I've gone out somewhere, local events, stuff like that. Families can go
local
to whatever.
Event like, say, Bottle Rock, where you should be bringing your camera crew up.
Yes, totally. Like I said, I'm going to get right on top of it after my show and call all right. and set it all up.
All right.
Down. Yeah. That sounds good. All right, we just have another minute or two left, so I wanted to, the other day ago, yesterday, you know, listen, also, for those of you who listen all the time, I know we didn't do a secret show yesterday. I was, I just was not well yesterday. I just, sometimes I get these headaches that are debilitating, so I powered through as much of the show as I could, and then I was like, I'm done. Which means we have extra work to do today, Vinny. Yay! So on Wednesday, I guess it would have been, I looked back through, I'm looking through the letters that people write, and we need more of those. So any problems you have, Bryn@RadioAlice.com. And I saw one that was dated like, I don't know, April 29th. And it was like, please, on April 29th. I'm like, oh no. Oh, what have I done? So it was that the guy, Nick, was having a birthday, and the love of his life, Justin, had sent us the email 2 months ago or whatever, saying, please wish
him a happy
birthday.
Are these the guys we married? They're not the guys we married.
That was Cameron.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Oh, right, Cam. Okay.
I can't remember the other guy's name. Anyway, they did hear it.
Oh, good.
And Justin says, he's the guy who wrote originally, I just listened and I love you guys so much. That made my entire life. I can finally die in peace.
Oh, boy. What?
Well, what?
His life, we've completed his life. Now, anything that happens to him, he'll be like, well, at least that happened.
What's that guy's name?
Justin.
Justin,
aim higher, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, we're happy to help. Yeah,
setting the bar low there, Justin.
Well, you know, now we can raise the bar a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, get a taco today. They're delicious. You'll love one.
Oh, my God. I could go for a taco.
That's not going to beat the shout out on Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show. Come on, guys.
Well,
give yourself
some
credit.
On the there's a list of great things in this place. Have a cookie.
No.
Cookies
those are
delicious.
Invent a new kind of cookie. That's up there with getting a mention on the Sarah and Vinny Show.
You're really selling
yourself
short.
Just eating a cookie. Yeah, don't sell us short either. I mean, yes, he's shooting too low. But we're not the equivalent of an Oreo, Vinny.
That's
yes,
right.
Your hand is up.
V, I'm curious, when you do a TV show, are you anti-shorts? Like, are you a lady who says, no, I wear pantsuits only?
Pantsuits?
Ew, pantsuits, no, but I don't think I'd be wearing shorts. And really, I'm not shot unless I'm out somewhere. It's kind of...
Head up.
I'm standing, but the legs aren't really involved. But I don't... Shorts aren't really...
So you're going to be like, what is that called? Like, chest up? That kind of...
I think the whole torso.
Yeah, then we're going to want to get those boobs in there.
Might
no
be
offense.
In there.
No offense for people who don't like boobs, but V-Hale's got some. And
who doesn't like boobs?
I don't know, people.
I mean, I stare at a nice rack, and I don't even play on that team. You know what I mean?
I love a nice rack.
If a chick's walking out, I'm like, damn, those are some nice tits.
Those
look
good.
Who doesn't like them?
Yeah.
They're spectacular, you're right.
Yeah.
So shorts are
in? No, I don't think shorts... What?
They're in or they're out?
You'll
wear
TV
shorts
stuff.
On TV or you won't? I mean,
I don't think so.
Do you go Bermuda shorts or are you a short gal? What's your thing?
Bermuda shorts? No, I have.
I love Bermuda shorts. Don't make fun of Bermuda shorts. Just above the knee.
Hey, we have to go.
No, but I have one more question.
No, we have to go.
I have one more question.
We do have to go.
Oh, but
all
just
right.
One more question.
Last
question, one more.
Please.
V, what are you wearing to Bottle Rock? What are you going to wear when you come to our show?
All right. I don't know. I'm stressed. I've ordered a bunch of stuff on Amazon and sent it all back. I'm not
you
kidding.
Ordered stuff she
and sent it back.
Yes,
she has an answer. Good for you.
Yes,
right.
So good. I'll get back to you on that. I don't know.
Like, probably are you going Burning Man? You know, hippy dippy.
Oh God,
what are
no! Like a cute dress.
A dress.
Okay.
Like a flowy summer dress?
Sure.
No,
that
sounds great.
Great.
I just,
perfect.
I was,
yep.
you know.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Sarah did that one time for us and then never did it again.
Because I never heard the end of it. All right. Thank you so much
you
for being on
saw
the show
that
today.
Outfit. It was great.
Bryn is super pissed now because I made the show too long. Vinny, give me the magic words.
Right.
V-Hale rule.
Yes. We'll see you on Monday.